Jimmy Morgan here from the Department of Public Safety. How has things been going since last time we visited?
Going well. Going real well, by the way. I was listening to your show on the way over here, and it's funny, one of the topics you were talking about was cockfighting. That was there was a new ruling on that. They increased some of the penalties on some of that. So usually when you hear that kind of offense, you're thinking more out in the rural areas. I was kind of...
Not three blocks from downtown Bryan.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Also learned that in the city of Bryan, apparently there's no limit on the number of chickens you can have in a residential area, while in College Station you can have no more than 10,
mm-hmm.
unless you have a 4-H project.
Okay.
And then it's only a designated period of time. So.
I see.
So that's your chicken update.
Yeah, depending what your involvement in on that kind of activity goes from a state jail felony, the one actually putting the event on, to just a spectator, which is a Class C misdemeanor. And they actually came out and said for the little kids that want to go along for the ride, if they're under 15, they exempt prosecution. So they're not going to go after the 15-year-old. So,
but I had not realized that even just watching will get you in trouble.
That's true. That's being a spectator. That's Class C offense. So, yeah, that's part of one of the changes. They increased some of the penalty group. When, you know, usually it didn't apply so much to DPS except for a CID guy. So I hadn't really had a chance to talk about that one. But I tell you what I will talk about, though. Water on roadways. It's something that
we've had one of our wettest Februarys, if not on track to have the...
And I'm not complaining. Are you?
Not at all.
I don't think our farmers are either. They're the campaign that TxDOT has out, which makes sense to me. It says, turn around, don't drown. A lot of people need to realize it does not take, depending on your vehicle, how much weight and what you use that vehicle for, it's like everything else with that vehicle. You really need to know what its limits are. And passenger cars, especially that you see going up down the road, it doesn't really take a whole lot to... it says here about 12 inches of water can float many cars. Obviously, and depending how rapid the water and stuff would have a lot of play to do with that. But we just like to caution people, since we are in so much rain. We've had some lane closures and some road closures throughout, depending what county you live in. And the barricades itself, when the barricades go up, that's going to be a Class B misdemeanor. If you decide to go around the barricades. And what I mean by that, you can take a little ride to the county jail if the officer seems to want to do that. He has that authority, but it's not a Class C offense anymore. And the reason they raised that, I think it's been a couple sessions ago, is that when somebody gets out there on an island and decides to try to see if they can make it or not, then they find out that they can't, well, it puts their self at jeopardy, and then all your emergency personnel is tied up trying to get that person out of there. So they decide to raise the limit on that so people use better judgment in doing that. So I just kind of wanted to remind people we really do not need to go around the barricades. So,
well, it just really doesn't take a whole lot of water to move a vehicle, even one that you think won't be moved.
Well, and in water, as you know, it can rise so fast, and then it can go down just as fast. So you just never know. It's just not worth the gamble. Just take an alternate route or do something different, but just don't go around. If they got the barricades up, do not go around it. And you know what? If they don't have the barricades, it looks like you don't really have the vehicle to go through. Don't do it. That's just not safe. Another thing, you know, I've always talked about on our holiday especially, but even when rain and fog, we've had some fog days where visibility has been very limited. You know, people ask me about headlights. When is the headlights required to be on? Most people say, hey, when it's dark, right?
You know, if you would listen to Scott DeLucia in the mornings here, and you could come up here, and you can track just so many people don't have their headlights on.
Really?
Oh, the state would get out of its budget problems.
Okay. Now, the law is basically on that is 30 minutes before sunrise or 30 minutes after sunset is when you're supposed to have them. Actually, 30 minutes before sun. Yeah, you got to have them on. So, and then, or if the visibility is less than 1,000 feet. So, on these foggy days or cloudy days where and fog mixed in with that, or maybe a hard rainstorm where you can't hardly see. Well, Amarillo gets the snow. We don't really get snow down here too much, but there are some days where the visibility is just less than 1,000 feet. You really need to have your headlights on by required by law.
Well, the common sense, isn't it? If you have the wipers on, shouldn't you just have the headlights on?
Well, the headlights used to match up with our nighttime and daytime speed, but since we did away with a nighttime speed now and everything's just one speed limit, then I used to tell people, whatever, if you're having to do 65, your lights are supposed to be on. So the main thing about driving on our highways is I tell people, you want to be seen. You want to make yourself visible. And, you know, they have these daytime running lights on a lot of vehicles, and I really like them. And that's because that's part of being seen. And if you have one of them vehicles that kind of blend in with the asphalt, whatever like that, it helps you a lot, especially maybe approach an intersection, somebody may not pull out in front of you. One of the things I do have written down here are the intersection type accidents. I was going to note just before I move on here, in 2010, I'm sorry we don't have the 11 crash data report yet, but we had 1,500 fog type accidents, and looks here, it looks like we had a little over 37, almost 38,000 rain type accident. So,
and that's statewide.
Yes, so that does contribute to a good percentage of our accidents that we have statewide. So I was going on these accidents that we tend to work at the intersection. I'm gonna read you something. Now, you may not agree with it because the study was actually done at University of Texas, so some of the Aggies here may not agree with this, but professor here, they've done a study, and it looks like here it says here that intersection with flashing lights have 3 times more accidents than those only with stop signs, and that kind of set me back not understanding why that is, and I still really don't know why. One of the excuses where reasons they have here maybe confuses the drivers, that maybe the other person has to stop too, and then they pull out in front of them, and which realizing they didn't have to stop. But they're looking at that. It says here roughly 40% of all of our traffic crashes actually take place at intersections. So I just want to remind people that when you do see the stop signs and the flashing lights and stuff, is to look and double look and give yourself time to maybe that first pass that you look, you didn't see the car coming up down the road, and maybe the second time you pick it up because something, maybe they were in a different location or you had pulled up just a little bit and you can see the intersection a little bit better. So we really need to do a better job and at these intersections, especially if 40% of our crashes are taking place at intersections. I would like to remind people also, last legislation, they came up and increased the fine penalty at the intersections. Offense by itself can go up to $500, but if there's a bodily injury, you can be assessed a fine between $5,000 to $2,000. And this is if you were involved in an accident and you were cited, and you, at the time of your court, you're found guilty of charge. This is what the assessment can be. And then if your serious bodily injury, it can range from $1,000 to $4,000. So that's still a Class C, but they just increased the penalty amount for them type of offenses. Obviously, they looked and saw what we're talking about today, where 40% of all our accidents are happening at intersections. So I did want to pass that on.
All right. Very quickly, a pitch for recruiting.
Yes, DPS. We like to remind people we're kind of like the Marines. We're looking for a few good men and women, and we're definitely recruiting all year round now. And let's remind people that are attending college, especially our junior college, if they like a career in law enforcement, when they do get through with their education, we'd like them to take a look at us. We lowered our semester hours down to 60 hours, which you can apply, get on www.joindps.com, and then start filling the application process out if you have 60 hours of college. So just want to remind people out there that may want a career in law enforcement to give us a shot.